House Bill 1079, an act to make an appropriation to the Department of Health to provide grants to support mental health and suicide prevention programs and to declare an emergency.
House Bill 1079, having had its second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks?
Mr. Speaker.
Yes, Representative.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Well, first I want to talk a little bit about how this bill came to be and why I think it's so important. So when we talk about South Dakota and we talk about our death statistics, we oftentimes in our Health and Human Services Committee get a big report of what the biggest priorities should be and where we should be concentrating our efforts as a state. And one thing that I've had as a resounding thing throughout that Health and Human Services Committee from the departments is our suicide rate. So I know that you all probably know that our suicide rate in South Dakota is very high, but what I don't know if you know is that our suicide rate for under 35 is the number one leading cause of death. I want to repeat that. Kids are not dying from cancer, motor vehicle accidents. They're dying from their own hand. And so I think that that really speaks for itself, but I also want to share a couple other statistics with you. 21.5% of South Dakota high school students have considered suicide, and 11.9% of South Dakota high school students have actually attempted. Four of our South Dakota counties in South Dakota rank in the top 1% in the entire nation for suicide rates. And those counties are Buffalo, Todd, Corson, and Oglala Lakota. I also think it's important to talk about not just suicide, but how much our self-harm statistics also impact our state. And from 2016 to 2021, there were 4,186 hospitalizations of self-harm, and then 6,169 ED visits for non-fatal self-inflicted injuries. That's a lot. That's a lot of people harming themselves, and that's a lot of kids that are in despair. So I bring this bill to you today to try to address and help our kids and youth throughout South Dakota. So what does this bill do? It continues to invest in programs that are working well. I'm sure many of you have heard from supporters of this bill about the organization Lost and Found and the services that they're providing throughout our Regent universities as well as some of our private universities. The great thing is that these programs are working well. They're teaching people how to help each other, because what we know about suicide is that peers and kids don't go to adults, they go to their friends. They go to their person sitting next to them to tell them that they have a problem. And so that's why these programs work so well. So that first one is to continue to invest in those programs that are working well. The second part is to expand these programs that are already working well within our colleges to impact K through 12. So we want these programs to go into high schools where we know that there's a lot of kids that are struggling, and how do we help them? We have their friends help them. We have their peers help them. And that's part of what this funding does as well. The third part is data collection. So many of you know I have a healthcare background, and one of the most important things about science and data and evidence-based practice is having information that tells you what we need to be doing to help our statistics not continue to increase. I don't want to be coming back here in 3 years and still have suicide be the number one leading cause of death for those under 35. So how do we address that? We look at data, we compare it with what data shows that is working for suicide prevention, and we figure out where our gaps are. We do not have that right now. We don't have any information that tells us that about how our communities are doing well and how they could improve. That's the third component of what this bill does. The last component is, I'm sure many of you in this room have been impacted by suicide. Kids that are having this happen to their friends, to their families, they have a response to that themselves when somebody does it around them. And so part of this bill, what it does, is provides some support systems for when a school has an event happen where people can go in and wrap their arms around that school. That's an important piece. So what this really does is provides kind of a glove around our kids, a coat around our kids to help them as we move forward to tackle suicide prevention. Taking care of our kids, I believe, should be our number one priority. The statistics are telling us that this should be our number one priority. Let's be the ones who say, yes, we can do more, and yes, we will do more. Thank you.
Thank you. Further remarks, Representative Mulder.
Mr. Speaker, thank you. I rise in strong support of House Bill 1079 as well. My family has been personally touched by this. I have a 13-year-old son who is a good friend, and his older brother committed suicide a few years ago. I also have my wife who runs a youth ministry in Sioux Falls on a Wednesday night where they'll have 750 middle and high schoolers showing up for a Wednesday night gathering for youth group. On the surface, that gathering is full of excitement. You have worship services, you have kids running around. There seems to be quite a bit of excitement and joy going on. But on a weekly basis, with the over 100 volunteers running that youth ministry that my wife leads up, suicide is always a conversation. The effects of social media and what takes place in this generation leads to depression and anxiety. And as it was mentioned by the good representative from Sioux Falls, that the most effective way to deal with this is peer-to-peer. And that's what's exciting about this bill. It goes into schools and teaches peer-to-peer relationships and how peers can handle this and what takes place. Now, as a conservative who does not want to expand government, here we are offering $2 million for suicide prevention. But let me just straighten some things out and maybe have some questions. In terms of length of time, this $2 million would be available for 4 years of implementation with no additional funds needed from the legislature. What happens is afterwards, the ongoing costs after implementation are minimal for schools, less than $1,000 a year. And the campuses will be supported themselves. And there is a work group led by Lost and Found and the South Dakota Suicide Prevention Work Group that is addressing how to fund that $1,000 a year per school. So again, this is not an ongoing program that we're asked to set up. This is addressing the startup costs that representative from Minnehaha County told us about. And again, there's information on your desk, House Bill 1079, on all the programs that are going to be taking place there. But if I can't get you on the heart side, let me also get you on the head side and the economics of it all. On that sheet, you're going to find a statistic that says, remember, based upon CDC estimates, the impact of suicide attempts and death of suicide cost South Dakota $4 billion in 2021. The economic impact of one life lost to suicide on average is more than $1.3 million just for one life. So investment of $2 million that could save lives is a good investment for us to make, and it's a good program to set up and get going. Thanks for your support.
Thank you. Further remarks? Hearing no further remarks, the question before the House is final passage of House Bill 1079. Those in favor vote yea, those opposed nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine and the members will proceed to vote. Due to an appropriation measure, House Bill 1079 requires a two-thirds votes of the members elect.
Representative Mullally. Mr. Speaker, all members have voted.
Clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were ayes 56, nays 13, excused 1.
House Bill 1079, having received two-thirds vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Are there any questions on the title? Seeing none, the title is deemed correct.